Hey, what's going on? This is Barry from the band Shinedown, and you are listening to today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
Now we're with Voltan of Cleveland, Ohio. And this is?
Hey, this is Dominic.
Take it out.
My name is Rodrigo Hezekiah Farquhar.
So I've been told through the grapevine, I need the first thing I need to ask about is what is the Death Star?
The Death Star is an all-powerful, fully operational, right testicle possessed by the drummer of Voltan, known as Rodrigo.
My anus.
Is loose.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the record.
Why is the Death Star?
It records from there. There you go.
First day.
Got any other questions for us?
Well, I thought there was just going to be this big, you know, theoretical science. So how does it feel tonight on being at this big stage?
The Death Star is the nickname of my right testicle because it's enormous, and it has the power of the Death Star from Star Wars.
It is gravitational.
If it's oversized, have you had a doctor check that?
I've had an ultrasound. I've had multiple testing. No, for real. It's giant. It's big. I can't fucking sleep on my stomach. It looks like it's eating my penis, to be honest with you.
The Death Star is actually Shannon's farts because they smell like death.
Yeah, I have the second that on Shannon's death farts.
Yes, but the Death Star really is my testicle.
Yes.
I can show you through my pants. It's like a steakhouse baked potato.
That's quite all right. I'll take your word for it.
The funny thing about it is that the women will probably think that's his junk when it's not.
It does make my package look quite formidable.
He frequently has to tell people it's not a tumor.
It's not. When my doctor first looked at it, he's like, oh my goodness, that is a big testicle. I'm like, yeah, you can't even fit it in your mouth. I'm legally forbidden from teabagging anybody in the contiguous 48 states. But Alaska and Hawaii, it's fucking free range.
Free range teabags.
Free for your loving. So, how'd you like playing on the big stage tonight? Opening up for Quiet Riot?
No, we didn't open up for them. They closed for us.
My apologies.
That's right. Plus.
Yeah, nobody wanted to see Quiet Riot anyways. It's not really Quiet Riot, but, you know.
I'm looking forward to seeing them perform a love-hate song or two. Hey, listen, you know what? They're still out there doing the music, keeping the spirit alive, so more power to them.
Yeah.
You know, if people are complaining, fucking blah, blah, fucking blah. Listen, most of these people who are complaining wouldn't have came anyways. They just want to complain. That's the problem. Everybody wants to complain and keep everybody down instead of lifting each other up. You know what? The guitar player has been with the band for like 15 years. The bass player played on a couple of the tracks on Mental Health, their breakout album. Jizzy was in the band for a few years and back, whatever. You know what? If Frankie doesn't want to come out and he's not saying what's wrong, hopefully it's not a health issue, because he is, you know, a legend in our type of music. So, you know what? Who cares? They're still doing it. All right. He's going to Barrio. It's Taco Saturday.
The whole thing with Quiet Riot, man, it's one of those bands that you grew up with. You know, the band that would reach the top of the charts and just did everything. And it's a cool thing to be part of history, to have the opportunity to share the stage with the band, especially those people like that we know, like Jizzy and Alex and them in the band. Those people that we've known for years, we got a cool relationship with them. And just be able to hang out and just say, hey man, I was on the stage. We shared a stage with Jizzy after all these years. You know, you grew up listening to Love Hate, you know, Blackout in the Red Room and all those badass songs. And just, I think the whole vibe of the whole thing is just a great thing.
When I was a kid,
Wait a minute, did you just drop the vibe in there?
I sure did.
He just dropped a vibe.
Dom will...
Yeah, did he drop a vibe? Whoa!
He will work vibe into a conversation.
When I was a kid, I had the metal health mask and stuff. And I think it was the thick vinyl thing. Yeah. And it was sweaty.
Did you ever throw up in your mask?
No. Dude, I was not as old as...
How old were you?
I think I was like 10.
Well, dude, that's not too young to start drinking.
I started drinking when I was young. What was your drink?
It stunted Dom's growth.
It did. My drink of choice when I was like 11 or 12 was Wild Irish Rose.
That was my drink. I was more Mad Dog 2020.
I went to that, you know, because we used to go in the stores and we used to steal stuff.
Oh, fuck, here it is.
This is our track. This Love Hate song. It's party time! Dun, 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 dun.
We're gonna get Paul over here to take over.
It's party time!
Hey!
Rodrigo out.
Yeah, interview Paul.
Hey, Paul, as the newest member of Voltan, how you doing?
I'm doing really well.
You have a good time tonight?
Tonight was fun. A little worried about the costumes at first, but I'm good.
Yeah, you rocked it. You rocked it, I gotta say.
We had a plan from like the beginning, but they didn't actually say that it was going to be a costume thing here until recently, WMS.
Yeah.
So, I was kind of thinking we'd do it towards the end of the show, but yeah, just embraced it.
Gotta let your freak flag fly, buddy.
Sometimes, man. Yeah.
How did you like being up there? How did you think it sounded?
You know, we've done two shows now, and obviously this one was the best sound we had. Have fun with the guys. So, having fun, playing songs we like, and having a good sound, and a really good crowd.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
It was a nice starter crowd for sure.
Yeah.
I was really happy. Plus, this is the best lighting you guys have ever had.
I would agree as well. Yeah. You know, no offense to Iggy's or Jupiter Studios or whatever they were. Yeah, this really did a lot better.
I just bumped it. Just wanted to make sure it was still going.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Yeah, but... hopefully bigger, better things.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about trying to get some songs recorded. We've got a couple other songs in the hopper, working on some new stuff. So, yeah, just want to keep at it.
What's your favorite one so far to sing?
Of the existing songs, I really like Rising.
Yeah.
I brought in some lyrics for some existing other songs. We did them tonight.
Yeah.
One song, Mezcal. Kind of call it Mezcal Driven now.
Right.
You know, I've had those lyrics for, probably about 6 years, and it just fit perfectly. And then the one that used to be on Holy Summer, it's not the one now.
Right.
But yeah, Rising and Ride's always a fave. I'm going to say Macho Man's not on that list. we definitely don't want to, we'll bring that one out once in a while.
Oh, it's good for tonight because you dressed up and everything.
Yeah.
It's a good
and
thing.
Despite what Michael says, we're not wearing those costumes regularly. Yeah, no.
Oh, come on. That'll give you
I mean, the vest is okay, but, you know, that hat.
You rock the vest, I gotta
say. Yeah, it did work okay, you know. I can't really complain, so.
All right.
But, yeah.
They all left you.
Yeah, they did.
I guess we're done.
All right, man. No, good talking.
Good talking.
Thanks so much. Hey, bud, thanks for all that.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.